Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Beverage of the night.
Look at that. You see him right through me.
That's weird. For the audio listener, Mike is just taking a drink with Robert Stack lookalike over his shoulder.
That's Robert Burke, who's been in a bunch of shit, but I was introduced to him from Hal Hartley films, and this is from the film Simple Man.
Oh, there you go.
The Damien is it.
Oh, well, there you go. And Dana, you're at the beach. So there, and I, you know, I have a little unsolved mysteries behind me. Oh, what does that mean? Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's not going to translate well.
Yeah,
that's okay. That's all right. All right, let's start the show. How about that? Welcome to Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi.
And to his left, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Good evening.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We got to figure out what tuning. They're not really tuning. I always say that, but you get the gist.
Oh, what, my God, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we need a dial. We need like just a, billion-dollar idea, podcast dial. You know what I mean? Just putting it out there.
All right, write it down.
No, not so much.
I had to take all of the knobs off of this like little mixer that I had from years ago that Alfie likes to play with. He likes to play with the faders up and down, but it has like, you know, all the little tiny knobs, and he's figured out that he can pull them out. So it's now become a very dangerous toy. So I've got 12 knobs. So if anybody wants them, I can send you one of these knobs, and then you can always dial in or tune in to the podcast. 12 people, 12 people listening. You can have them.
Whoa.
Just get them out of my house.
The next 12 callers at 347-470-8150
yes,
get
correct.
A free Danny knob. Don't take it the wrong way.
We're going to do a call in. Definitely. We're going to do another voicemail episode here pretty soon in the old pandemic. Can you hear the dog barking in the background? He's not happy.
Is that your dog?
Yeah, it's the old foster.
I'm saying I wouldn't be happy either if I was getting sued on behalf of Jeremy.
Other way around. We're getting sued on behalf of him.
Right.
No, we're not getting sued.
Are you not getting sued?
No, God, thank goodness we're not. Knock on wood. No update, but just, you know, it's awesome. He picked a good, loving pet person to bite, and God, he's just ferocious. Look at this fucking animal.
It's just a shame I'll forever lose my skills as a surgeon due to that precision attack.
I don't, I guess.
It's awful.
So what's,
and then
what's,
I'll have to become a master of the mystic arts.
With dark mystic arts?
No.
Just the regular,
I don't know if there's levels. Are you talking D&D? Okay.
Can you edit out the dog? Because he's really fucking annoying.
I could. We can pause
and
take him outside.
Out the dog. Let us know. 347-470-8150.
Just
call him and let us know.
Any dog updates other than the fact that you're not getting sued?
He's doing pretty good. He had surgery to take a whole bunch of. He had like 8 incisions on his body to take all these lumps off, and I guess that 1 or 2 were cancerous. So they're gonna figure out that plan of action, but
these lumps.
He's doing pretty good.
These lumps.
Yeah. Just kick the pain pills. You know what I mean?
Oh, good.
Kick the pain pills. He's still on some head meds, which is
you're basically supportive housing, which is what we should all aspire to as a mama. Yeah. It's just community supportive housing is not really, not all.
It's, it's not too bad. It's we're just trying to get them all fixed up so somebody out there in the world can adopt this little baby. Maybe he has a backyard that he can roam. Whoops, act like a real old-fashioned dog. Not city life.
As opposed to an old city dog?
Admitting that city dogs undergo torture by confinement is not a good thing.
Yes. And it's I don't know. I grew up with dogs in the... I mean, we still would like, if I had an outdoor dog, so to speak, it's like that dog, you know, had a nice little cushy place. And if it got too cold outside, he would come in. But, you know, I understand that there's huge dogs that just sometimes like to live outside in a garage, in a Snoopy house. You know what I mean?
In a Snoopy house. Did it have the snow cone maker? Because if I was a dog, I would not leave that thing this time of year.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there any off-season Peanuts TV series? Because I know there's like the holidays. They always do the holidays for... I want to see like a...
You know, the Great Pumpkin, right?
Yeah, but I want to see like Charlie graduate psychology school.
That's a thematic, a holiday themed.
Right.
Yeah. And
Jeremy's looking for
the basics. Yeah, like a Tuesday afternoon with Peanuts.
Hold on.
I think there's ones that don't necessarily line up to it.
Our lives are paralleling so hard right now with Jeremy then having to go take care of his doggy. I take care of my son. They both slobber a lot. Both have a lot of hair.
Only one. Only one can legally pee outside.
Ah, not anymore. Right. That's right. You can pee in public now, De Blasio. It's just a ticket.
What does that mean? Is this just a magic word like Jumanji? Now you just get to say De Blasio as you commit a crime.
Bam.
Whatever you want to say. Public order violation you want to commit, you say De Blasio while doing it.
Well, you used to, if you
the cops got, are neutralized, it's like a stun. It's like a stun for 5 seconds.
If you got caught peeing in public, though, you could be registered as a sex offender because you whipped it out. Now you can't. Now it's just a ticket.
This is personal. Now it's personal. What about puking in between two cars over by McCarran Park?
I think as long as my genitals were covered up, everything's cool. I may have puked up something that went as deep as my genitals that day because I puked a lot. Hard and deep. Speaking of hard and deep, do you see that with the first week of Atlanta schools doing online remote stuff that a bunch of people have already been busted for putting porn up on their Zoom classes, and now they're getting arrested for it.
What do you mean, people? Parents?
Kids. No, the
How
kids.
How do you have kids? Yeah, kids. That's what I want to know.
The kids are being naughty. And it's a funny, I mean, granted, if you had the technology and capability, you know, I used to have one of those little boxes that had a, you're an asshole. Eat shit. Fucking jerk. Fuck you. Like one of those, and I used to bring that into high school.
Did you sit on it ever accidentally?
No, but I used to give it to like that's how I became good friends with a lot of seniors because I was a freshman walking around with this, and they thought it was funny, and they're like, "Hey, can I take that to class?"
And I'm like, "Like a Robert Pesci like soundboard."
Robert Pesci? Who's Robert Pesci?
We're doing a Robert episode.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There you go.
Robert episode. Everybody is named Robert here.
There you go. So thanks. Good save.
Bobby. Yes.
Bobby. Jesus Christ. I was forming two together.
That's good.
Two greats. Yes.
Hey, sorry. You don't need to cut any of that because Mike and I carried the podcast so far. So,
well, I'm
really
sorry.
Great.
But,
sorry. No, we're talking about good stuff here. Like the fact that kids in Atlanta are putting up porn on their Zoom.
Let's see what's in the news. That's a whole can of worms to open up, especially to an app like Zoom, which is what we're doing this on, which is not a stable platform and very hackable. So Jeremy, let that 6 month subscription expire. And,
Let's move on to JITSI.
The Henry County Police Department in Atlanta said if you stream pornography in an online class, myself and the Henry County GA sheriff's office will find you and charge you with life-altering changes. We're 24 hours in, and I'm over it.
Wow.
Where is this?
Henry County. It's like, I think it's an Atlanta suburb. This is not a joke. You could face manufacture and distribution of child pornography charges, child molestation charges, and have to register as a sex offender. Yeah,
wow. It's a problem.
Because they're underage. And who knows? And if distribution of like, you just put your phone up to the Zoom with porn hanging on, you've then distributed that porn to 20 or 30 different people who are there. So that automatically is like, just kind of weird, right? Because you're like,
life altering.
You're just having a funny joke. It's just a goof.
It's the old Fight Club reference of slicing in one to two frames of pornography in children's movies. Yeah.
Right.
It's anarchy. It's pure and total anarchy. It's what they want. I mean, it's sort of coming true in some sorts.
Well,
some sort
of a way. I don't think those kids are thinking about it in an anarchist way. I think they're thinking about it because it's funny.
Yes.
But computers are eminently more, you know, you can do even more there to mess with the educational experience if that's how they're filtering everything. The kids who are already hacking and know how to code are going to be able to do even more. Come on, they've been getting in and changing their own grades for a long time. We wrote several movies about it, people.
Yeah. One in particular, I'm remembering.
Did we? I mean, I don't remember writing anything.
Well, Jeremy and I wrote one, and then you.
Yeah,
and
let's
Jeremy
not talk because he didn't get any of the royalties of any of that. So, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but pardon me.
Jeremy's agent, Robert Stack, drove a very hard bargain. It was not to be trifled. He held Danny over the Golden Gate Bridge and said, "Listen, you, I'm going to toss you over this fucking bridge if you don't sign this contract."
Here's a shocker of an update. You ready for this? Got a new bathroom installed. Well, you know, the new pieces that we talked about before at some point.
You got the bidet?
Sinks in there. If you give a shit about Jeremy's poop, let us know at 347-470-8150.
No. The guys came in, the super and his friend that was installing, put the toilet in, and on top of the toilet was the box for the bidet. And so they start like grabbing stuff to start putting it up. And the one guy like picks this up, hands it to the other guy who I know quite well. And then I, without saying, "Hey, can you guys install this too?" I couldn't do it. I froze and I couldn't do it. So what happened? So what happened is like, "Oh yeah, sorry." And I grabbed it. I was like, "Oh my God, sorry. I got this.
I got that for my girlfriend."
Yeah.
It's a classic save. Great idea, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Great idea.
So I chickened out, and I'm going to have to install that sucker myself.
And now you have to go get some putty. Now you have to go to the store and purchase some putty.
So that's going to be my home.
Why didn't you just ask him?
Yeah, dude, just slip a couple
of
bucks.
I know the guy. When I walk by your apartment sometimes and he's out there, I say hello. He says hello back.
Yeah, he's awesome. Manuel, he's a great dude. Yeah, great family. He's a runner.
You should text him and find out what he like, his favorite beer is. Buy him a six pack and have him fucking install.
Let me get a couple of those razors, those pornographic magazines, a couple of condoms, a six pack of beer,
and some Funyuns. I got this. I think if my union training has done anything for me, it's allowed me to be able to put in a bidet in my own home.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my sink plumbing.
I would like to put that on a plaque, and I think I can if I
right in the studio.
If I transcribe the
he's such a good prop master that he can plumb a bathroom.
Hey man,
let's let it happen first. And then
there's tests involved in becoming a union member. Not any schmuck gets in. You know what I mean?
I met plenty of schmucks.
You can't be just any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel.
You gotta be handy with the steel. And in this case, the steel is pipes.
Gosh.
So.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying like, to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, this is a good one.
I spent the
award
week,
winner right
I
here.
Spent the week in PA, and I don't think I ate well. I think I ate too much meat and cheese and drank too much alcohol and beer and bread, and I've been like fucked up for like, this is day six, and I'm like the most regular Joe there is. While we're on the topic of bidets and pooping and eliminations,
rather not talk about yours.
I'm regular. Okay. I'm very regular. Never have any problems. Been having problems. Like I think I googled like if I was having an appendicitis, pancreatitis,
you
my kidneys
with
were
me.
Failing.
You should have
my
checked
liver.
With me. You know I had appendicitis. You should have checked with me.
No, I know. I wasn't
get
puking.
A special
I wasn't puking.
To... Oh, that's good. You didn't have the big five. Good for
right.
You.
See, yeah. No, I remember when you told me that because I'm a hypochondriac. So anytime I feel like my insides hurt, I think I'm just dying.
Jeremy, like some people have a pre-written like notes app apology. Danny has a pre-written notes app, like list of symptoms and possible diagnoses.
It's sort of in the ballpark family of the Homer Simpson indicator manual.
Oh,
you know what I mean? The collection of
one.
Them.
I got this one today. Thanks,
you don't have anything.
Thanks, Muggsies.
If you know, like the listener probably has no idea what we're talking about, but we were talking about mugs and green screens. And if you want to get in on the action, give us a look, patreon.com/Danny and Mike.
With the N spelled
the N
out.
Spelled out.
And you know what? If you become a Patreon member, Mike or I will send you a video. You could go to Cameo.
That's right.
We're not on there.
Yeah.
We're not on there.
You're only going to find us.
That's right.
You'll only find us if you subscribe to our Patreon.
That's right.
Any level. That's right.
But you know, you should be at the $5 level so you can watch these videos.
That's yeah, we
right.
call
just
you
see how
we
stupid
call,
we are.
Yeah, then we steal person. Memes from you and we call you our Lincoln Project.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Because $5 is
$5. Well, yeah. I also, that just made me think about the poor people that we
Jared
called.
From Subway, $5
No, footlongs. The poor people that we called thinking that they were going to be on a mini-show because they had called us and we had their phone number and we called them back, but Jeremy fucked up and he didn't get any
oh,
of the
didn't
calls.
Oh, record it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dropped the ball before. We keep him. We love
Even
him.
Tonight, I was late because I was, you know, finishing
what,
up some
boiling
dance.
Corn? Come on, Jeremy.
I do that. I've done that. I've done that
Only
recently.
For 5 minutes. It gets tough after that.
You
can only do it for 5 minutes. Then that's even pushing
after
it.
Boil. Yeah, not like 5 minutes. You got to get that boil first.
If you got that boil, you should get it looked at, Jeremy. You fell down on the hey, scraped your knee on the sidewalk a long time ago.
And I'm still paying for it. Still on antibiotics. That's not true. No, that would be weird. Yeah.
No,
the dog
weird,
just got
what
off
was
of
weird
too.
Was that it was still oozy like a couple months later because you didn't do a good
you got
job
shots
taking
off.
Care
it was
of
so
it.
Oozy.
And one of my favorite pictures of the three of us is at some comic convention and you two are holding me one leg and shoulder each and you can see my gross, disgusting, freshly bloody,
that's right.
probably like a day, you know, a day.
I had just milked it earlier.
Injured.
For high res photos, go to patreon.com. Jeremy
Saffer.
With the N spelled.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you guys didn't notice, and that's okay, I guess.
the background?
No, no, Danny getting, you know, all kinds of digestive hell from his, from his trip out east.
I mean, I didn't. I was supposed to talk to a doctor today, but I didn't because I had a breakthrough of sorts this morning.
Turned out it was just GERD.
I don't know. I checked for that too. It's not GERD. It's not GERD. GERD was just once. No, what I'm saying to you guys is I lost my quarantine cred.
Oh.
I lost my quarantine cred. I went to a barber and I snipped it off.
You know, you could just get your mother-in-law or your wife to cut your hair.
I've been thinking about growing out my mullet. It's starting right back here.
I wanted to tell you that I'm sorry that I'm no longer in the club.
Eh. Of people who stay indoors all day?
People who haven't cut their hair yet.
Yeah, just haven't cut their hair yet. Because I would have liked to go to my normal barber, but I didn't want to go because it's too small. I know, you're looking real good, man.
I'm still there, and I just looked up the cords for cut your hair the other day.
Just get in there. Suck and cut. Wayne's World style. All right, gents. I don't know what we accomplished this episode, but I feel pretty good about it.
I roasted a lot of beets, and I ate them.
I told people that kids in Atlanta are sending porn over.
That's fucked up, man.
I know. And it is messed up, so don't do it. Don't do it.
It just makes it worse.
Yes. Online learning, I'm sure, sucks, but having people show you porn, just do it on your own phone. Why do you have to show anybody else? Show them afterwards.
No.
Yeah, look. It's very easy.
Trigger warning.
Hey, look. I could be looking at porn right now.
Stop, dude. You have weird,
you would never know, because
nude butts right behind your head.
It does look like butts.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Yeah. So just
stop. What are you talking about?
What is it?
You don't know what that is. That's just street art from Portugal.
Oh, totally. Okay. Street art from Portugal. It's weird nude butts.
Yeah, there's titties too.
Yeah.
Yep. At least one. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out on the Patreon. We've spoke of this already several times, and I'll just leave it at that.
This is check us out on Jack non sequitur. We love you people.
Check us out on the Last Podcast Network. They have a lot of good things happening. And what's your podcast? What's your favorite LPN podcast of the week, Daniel?
I'm gonna have to go with The Brighter Side.
There you go.
So I was just on it.
Shameless plug. What else? We have a new website you should check out. DannyandMike.com. And
slash.
Yeah.
There's no slashes.
No slashes. Please don't do any slashes. You'll mess it up.
Oh, you do not break the website with slashes, people.
It's like spelling, having and spelled out. It's like, oof. Good thing we call it out. Anyway.
The first time they tried an ampersand, it also messed up the internet. Isn't that why we have
smoke,
Danny and Mike with the fury spelled out?
Yeah.
You can't have a character that looks like that be friendly to the blips and blops of the internet. Ampersands, there's too much. There's not one straight direction. It's very squiggly, but then also straight. You know, it's all zeros and ones. The internet is zeros and ones, man.
You can find Danny at D. Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram. Michael's at Michael C. Marone on the Twitter. I'm at Remy Balin on most things, at Jeremy Balin on the Instagrams. We love you so much, and thanks for listening. Let's just leave it at that. Hugs all around. It's a tough time. If you're having a tough time, give us a shout. Send us a DM if you must.
Leave us a message. We'll call back.
Absolutely.
And Jeremy might figure out how to report it this time, but only, I think it's a consent.
Maybe we just release it and, have someone just do the audio.
I think we're a single party consent state, which just sounds, again, like,
or maybe we'll just do it again.
Obsession.
We should do it at like 3 a.m. once.
You should have put child porn. That's not child porn.
You should have put a cover over your painting before you did this episode.
Oh my god. You know what? I'm not the one that wants to have these funny
virtual
backgrounds. I was just going through
it.
I was just like, this is a cool one. I couldn't even see because they're little thumbnails. I mean, I knew what I was doing, but whatever. I'm glad it took you to the end of the podcast to figure it out.
Bye. Right.
Bye.
I mean, that's a horrible, but bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. Last Podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.